Hi, I'm Katie Shaw and I work at the University Language Centre. Your tutor tells me you might be interested in using the centre, so I'm here at the college to explain a bit about it and, of course, to answer your questions.
Where exactly is the centre? Is it near the college?
It's actually on King's Road, just round the corner from here, in fact.
Oh, I know it, yes. I wondered what that building was.
Yes. What's there?
Well, the library has about 4,000 books, pamphlets and transcripts to go with some of the 12,500 items on audio or video cassettes. These are at a wide range of levels of difficulty, covering language learning material in over 100 languages. There are also reference books without tapes, including dictionaries, grammars, grammar workbooks, vocabulary workbooks and model letters, as well as texts on academic writing and effective study habits, etc. Audio cassette workrooms are on the first floor, by the way.
Do they get any foreign language press there too?
Yes. The library subscribes to a number of European daily and weekly newspapers, including Le Monde from France, L'Espresso from Italy, and the weekly international edition of the Spanish paper El País.
What about learning with computers? Can you do that there?
CALL, or Computer-Aided Language Learning, is available on the first floor.
How many PCs are there?
Counting both Macintosh and PC platforms, there are 9 at present. There are materials in over 15 different languages, and new material and language categories are being added as library funds permit. The programmes cover verb drills, grammar exercises, activities to accompany multimedia textbooks, pronunciation, translation, and some multimedia applications. The same hardware permits access to the internet with its many language learning and discussion sites.
What about TV? That's a good way of learning a language too.
Yes, definitely. We agree. So on the second floor of the centre, there are televisions to view live satellite television broadcasts in 7 languages.
Oh, which ones are they?
Currently, we've got Arabic, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Spanish and Russian. Turkish broadcasting can be viewed live on request. The centre records the news in French, German, Arabic, Italian, Japanese, Spanish and Russian. And English too.